Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzee. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. 418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what He has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Well, glory to God. Glory to God. Yes. Welcome again. And this is your host, Apostle Barbara Kizzee. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name. We honor you. We adore you. We lift you up, Lord God. Hallelujah. You are high and lifted up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing. Hallelujah, and we trust you, whether we understand it or not. We still trust you, Lord God, with all our heart. We lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, we acknowledge you as you direct our path. And Lord, we just thank you so much for your word that says that if two or more gather together in your name, there you are in the midst. Thank you for being in the midst right now with each and every one of us. Hallelujah. Touching everyone who's on the line right now, all their families, and then those who will come on and listen to this broadcast sometime in the future. And we bless your name, Lord God. Touch each and every person. Whatever is wrong, we ask you to make it right. And whatever is right, we ask you to take it, set it apart, and dedicate it for your use and your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. Welcome again, everyone. I always excited, right? Well, I'm still excited. Hallelujah. I'm excited about this broadcast today. And I kept thinking about the prophecies that have gone forth here on Get 'Em Radio in 2020, in January of 2020. And in case some of you may not know, what we do every year in January is we have people to come on and bring a prophetic word that the Lord laid on their hearts for 2020. And like I said, we've been doing this for at least 5 years now. And when people came on this year, there was a different like flavor to it this year. We ended up having a company of prophets. Sometimes we just had, you know, maybe one person per broadcast, but we had a company of prophets in the first two broadcasts, you know, where there was more than one person speaking. And God was saying something. And now we are in June right now. And my thought is, okay, God, what did you say before COVID-19? Because God has a way of saying before things happen. And so, you know, we listened to people with prophecies in January of 2020. And, you know, they were talking about what the Lord God revealed to them, what he's doing in 2020. And now that the world has turned upside down, almost literally, with COVID-19, school closing, church closing, sheltering in, shutdowns all over the world, over 40 million people on unemployment as of today, June the 4th, 2020. Thousands of people dead from the coronavirus. Then on top of that, George Floyd is killed. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah to Lord, but not hallelujah over that situation. But George Floyd is killed. Then the next thing you know, people are looting in the streets, rioting, protesting all over America. Now, the Bible does say that the Lord doesn't do anything unless he lets his servants, the prophets, know about it first. So it's time to go back and review what the Lord said 6 months ago. God has a way of answering our questions, giving us solutions, giving us direction before we even know what to ask, before the problem is manifested, before we even know that we need a certain kind of direction. So I've had this wonderful opportunity to go back and listen. So what we've done, you can listen to the broadcast in its entirety. You can go back to, you can Google or Bing or whatever search engine and just say Get 'Em, G-I-T-M, the first letters of God in the midst, G-I-T-M radio. You can Google that and also put in 2020 prophecy, and it'll pull up our prophecies. We had 5 broadcasts. I believe most of them were at least 2 hours long broadcasts of, because we heard prophetic words, and then we opened the lines and we prayed over people and, you know, gave them personal prophecies. So, and if you have an opportunity to go back and listen to these broadcasts in its entirety, I'm telling you, you're going to be blessed. And I recall that I said on one of the broadcasts that God is a great, 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 big, 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 big God. And so if you hear someone getting a personal prophecy and it blesses you, you can receive it and it'll belong to you as well. Amen. Amen. So tonight we're going to see how far we get with this. okay? Because I just get the feeling that we're not going to be able to finish all this tonight. We're not going through all of them tonight, but just the first 2 weeks where we have the company of, so we're going to get as far as we can with this tonight. What I would like to do is to, I've taken a clip. I don't think any of the clips are more than like 12 minutes, something like that. So I would kind of like to go through each clip and open up the lines between the clips. That's why I said I don't know how long, how far we're going to get tonight. But we're just going to let God just flow. But as you listen to these clips, think about what has happened in the past 6 months. And it's almost like we're going, I don't know if I could say backwards, but we're listening to something, and now if we listen to it now in light of everything that's going on right now, I believe what you're going to hear is, if you're looking for direction, you're going to hear that direction in this. It's going to bring clarity. Amen. It's going to bring clarity. If you're looking for answers, if you're looking for solutions, if you're looking for directions, there's some clarity that's going to come forth today. Praise God. So I'm just going to flow by the Spirit of the Lord in terms of who goes first with this. And, you know, I see Elder Pam online. Praise God. Good to see you online. And you're just standing out to me. So we're going to start with Elder Pam Simpson, who gave a word. Hallelujah. And we're going to begin with that tonight. Amen. There she is. Praise God. Okay, so we're going to listen. First, we're going to open a line for Pastor Mom, which we always do. And anyone else, even while you're listening to it, if something stands out to you, because we want to hear from you, if something stands out to you, begin to press your number one key, even as this clip is being played. Amen. So we're going to start now. Elder Pam Simpson.
This is the year 2020 of new beginnings. All old things have passed away, and God is really wanting to bless His people. I know with me, as I've been just spending that time with Him, He's been just sharing with me. And as I've been just praising and just asking Him, just blessing His name and calling His name out, He's just been giving me the words to say, open the doorways of heaven. Open the doorways of heaven and just pour out the desires of your heart. You know, just anything that you are desiring in this time and in this season, pour out the doorways of heaven. And what He's been telling me is that He is really wanting us to get our minds in line, our hearts in line. You know, it's what we are doing behind the scene with one another. And the greatest gift that you can ever have, He says, is love. And what He's wanting us to do is to love each other, and to love each other as brothers and sisters. And He's saying, what are we doing with one another? How are we treating each other behind the scene as brother and sister? And it's not what we're doing in the pulpit. It's not how we're coming across with a word. It's all important, but how are we treating one another behind the scenes in love? The greatest gift, he says, is loving each other. And he's wanting us to love on each other with all of our heart and treat each other in love. That's what's most important. And I know, I think it's in 2 Peter, somewhere in 2 Peter, where it's saying, you know, don't be so anxious to receive all that he's wanting to give, because he is waiting on some of us to literally repent, so that we all can receive the just. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. And we are in the season of the just. We are in that season. Open the doorways of heaven. Open the doorways of heaven so that we may receive all that he has. Whatever the desires of your heart is, whatever you are desiring, whatever you are desiring, not just the needs, but whatever you are desiring, he is willing to give it to his children. Pouring out the blessings. We are in that season. In 2020, we are in that season. And I want to kind of go over some of the scriptures of what the scriptures that he gave me. Oh goodness. Excuse me for just 1 second. But I just want, when I'm in that time alone, all alone in his presence, I'm telling you, he loves us so much. He says he's waiting. Sometimes you can just be so anxious. It's like, when, God, when is it going to happen? When is it going to, because I'm telling you, you're talking about becoming debt-free. He's going to wipe out debt. I mean, some things, are you talking about miraculous things coming forward? I mean, those things are in the manifestation right now. It's happening right now. It's going forward right now. But you're talking about seeing some things that we have never, ever seen before. Those things are beginning to take place here in the land right now.
Hallelujah.
Right now. We're in that season. We're in that season. New beginning. New beginning. And all he's saying, this is the type of daddy we have. He is just saying, repent. Repent. What is your life like behind the scenes? You know, some of us have the secret things that nobody knows about. What are you hiding, and are you really talking to the Lord about the secret things that you know that you need to repent and ask him to help you with? These are some of the things that God is wanting us to really open up to one another about. So that, and he's waiting. He don't want to just do that for some. He wants to do it for all of his children. All of his children. He's just waiting. He's giving all of us that time to really open up to him. I'm sorry. I'm I want to back everything up with scripture. And this is one of the things I want to just say. There's a saying, someone said, God gave us a gift of life. It is up to us to give ourselves the gift of living well. It's up to us. And it's an awesome thing that he doesn't make us out of robots. He gives us that choice. He gives us the choice of how to live in him. That's an awesome thing. We just have an awesome Father, and I just praise him for that.
Amen.
And I just want to read Isaiah 43:18-19. He says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Praise you. Praise you, Father, for who you are, for who you are in our lives, for who you are, for he is such an awesome daddy, for who he is, who he say he is.
Hallelujah.
And I just, excuse me for 1 second. I get so excited about who God, who he reminds us of who he is. And then in Second Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation, he has come, the old has gone, and the new is here. A new beginning, a new beginning in 2020, a new beginning. Open the doorways of heaven and pour out the desires of your heart, the desires of your heart, the just. It is here. It's here. And then Lamentations 3:22-24. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They
yes.
never fail. Hallelujah. They never fail. That's the type of daddy we have. Ain't that good?
Hallelujah.
Ain't that good?
Yes.
And it's such an awesome thing. And that's all I basically want to say. I don't have a whole lot, but I want everybody who's on the line to just be encouraged and, I mean, just the greatest gift is his perfect love. His perfect love, man, is nothing like we are, you know, how we do each other. But thank God for him. And thank
yes.
God that we just know him. And we are all a work in progress. We're still a work in progress. And we can still just, we know we can go to him and ask him for help and ask him to just help me what you want me to do so that I can be able to receive all that you have for me and for everyone around me and those that are having a tough time. And we can pray for one another. And that's a blessing. It's a great thing. And I just pray that God will just bless each and every one that's listening, that's on the line, and God bless everyone. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And, oh, boy. I mean, when we first heard that in 2020, it's like, you know, so many things were said, and I could say this about everybody who's going to say something tonight, all the clips that we're going to hear. You know, now we understand more of what was going on. you know, as the Lord was speaking through Elder Pam. And Elder Pam, if you'd like to say something, you can press your number one key. We'll open a line for you. We're going to go to Pastor Mom first. But, you know, even to the near the end where she was reading from Lamentations that his compassions fail not, they are new every morning, talking about new beginning. There's so much that has happened now, you know, that it's a new beginning. For a lot of people, things that were there before are there no more. You know, businesses are not there anymore. It's so many things that have changed. And then, you know, open the floodgates of heaven. You know, and just even to repent and pour out to the Lord. She didn't really say a Second Chronicles 7:14, but that has been a scripture that's been all over the place, you know, about repenting. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, and that's repenting. And so it was so much that was said, and we still don't have the fullness of everything. But the one thing that also stands out to me that's super-duper encouraging during this time is that I know with a blessed assurance that this is, it may not be all of it, but this is part of the wealth going on right now. In the name of Jesus, when our government can give out $2 trillion, you know, I mean, we got $1,200. That's not a whole lot of money. But to look at it as a direction of what God is doing, I've seen and heard of other things that are going on right now where people who were in debt are debt-free. So, and I know that there's 40 million people who are on unemployment. But those people who are called by his name, who humble themselves and pray, are getting blessed right now. Now, that doesn't mean that we're going to keep it all up on ourselves, but he's going to use us to even bless others. Amen. Amen. I could talk a whole lot about this. I'm going to open a line for Pastor Mom first. Anyone want to weigh in on this? You have any comments? You know, just you've experienced some of this already. Press your number one key. We want to hear from you. Pastor Mom, we're going to open your line first, and then we're going to open the line for Elder Pam. Pastor Mom.
Yes. Good evening, everybody. Fear the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto their own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge them, and he shall direct your path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil.
So
that's what I got to say tonight. And I
hope you
understand what I'm saying.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, it's good to hear what the Lord is saying even through you today, Pastor Mom. That's important to us. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that tonight, Pastor Mom.
You're welcome.
Amen. Love you. Love you.
Love you too. Love all of you.
Amen. So, Elder Pam, we're going to open a line for you. Praise God. Good to see you.
Amen.
On the line
Amen.
Tonight.
Amen. Praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. It was a blessing to hear. What thus said the Lord in the beginning of the year. I just praise God. Praise God. And I thank God, man, a powerful word. It was a powerful word. And I can't believe I said that. I can't believe I said that. I mean, I still can't believe I said that, but I'm just thankful of it, and man, was that me? But
amen. That was God.
Just thankful.
Amen.
That was definitely God, man, and just seeing some of the things come to pass, and still seeing it, and knowing that God is real. He is real, still real, and thankful of God.
Yes.
And I'm thankful to hear my grandmother's voice and your voice, and praising God still. Just praising God. It's a blessing. That's it. That was pretty long. That was pretty long. Wow. But giving others a chance to speak, God bless you all. God bless y'all.
Amen. It wasn't that long. Mine was really about 24 minutes long. I had to really chop mine up.
Oh, my
God.
God
bless
that
you.
Was
love
long.
You so
I was
much.
Like, was that me speaking? Oh, my God.
Yes.
Was that me?
Yes.
Oh, my
well,
God.
Well, you know, and to be honest with you, when I went back and listened, I was saying the same thing. I'm like, really? That came out of my mouth? You know, so.
I was like, okay, I'm going to be short and crisp. I know I'm not that long. But when I listened, I was like, wow. Is that me? But wow.
Amen. That's why.
Wow.
That's why it's good to have this review again. And see, you know, 6 months later and many, many, many changes since then.
I was reading scripture in the dark, too. I was, like, trying to read scripture, and I was reading the word in the dark. That's why I couldn't read the scripture all the way through. I was, like, it's like trying to read in the dark. So,
well,
so
well,
I apologize.
Thank you. We praise God for you, Elder Pam.
Amen. I'm done because that was long for me. God bless
Have
everybody
bless.
For the rest of the year. Next prophecy.
Amen. Have
I have pain
night.
To back up. You too.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So we'll go on to our next one. And like I said, the order is not the order that they spoke, but the order that I'm just hearing the Lord say. Now, talk about a short prophecy, but powerful. This is Minister Rachel.
Well, it's a beautiful 2020. Thank God. It's the second day. I just thank the Lord for blessing us to see it, to behold it, and what he's going to do. Yeah, we must decrease so he may increase. He just wants us to be so yielded to him that he will flow through this year. And that people will magnify him as they see us yielding to him. They will actually see him and be encouraged.
Amen. Hallelujah. We must decrease and he increase. Amen. I believe we can all vouch for that in this year, because it was so much. It has been so much going on that we have to decrease. And as Pastor Mom said, we can't even lean to our own understanding. We got to acknowledge him in all our ways, so that he'll direct our path. Praise God. Amen. At any time, you guys can press your number one key, and we'll open a line for you. Let's go to the word that he gave me. Amen. I pared it down, y'all. I really pared it down. Praise God. But you can always go back to Get 'Em Radio. Just Google or Bing or any search engine, Get 'Em Radio, GITM Radio, 2020 Prophecy. And all of our 5 broadcasts will pop up and you'll be able to see that. Amen. So right now we're playing, replaying the prophecies, or just excerpts from the prophecies from part one and part two. Okay, so here I am, the word that came through me.
The basic word that he gave is, in 2020, we will see more than before. With the right focus, we will surely soar. Hallelujah. I'm going to read that again, or say it again. In 2020, we will see more than before. With the right focus, we will surely soar. Hallelujah. So what the Lord was talking to me about and was that we're going to see more than before. And he began to talk to me about how we see a lot right now. We see different things. You know, sometimes you can look around and there's a lot of things to see that's right in your vision, your field of vision. But there's only a few things that we really focus on as we see all of these things around us. And the Lord was saying that we're going to see many things. We're going to see more in the natural. Let me give you an example of how there's so much in our field of vision. I live near downtown St. Louis, and, you know, when I drive, you know, my focus is on going where I'm going, you know. And it was a couple of days ago that I think the traffic was kind of slow, and this time I wasn't just kind of looking down the street where I'm going to turn and all of that, but I looked up. And when I looked up, there was a sign on a building. It was like it came out of nowhere, because I never saw that before. But I've seen it. It's been in my field of vision, but I never saw it. So there are things that we have seen before, and I'll say the words like this, but we haven't processed. You know, we can see them, but it's kind of like in our minds, we choose to throw this over there, so that we don't make a conscious decision to do that, but it happens. So we don't process everything that we see, even though we see it. So then spiritually, there are things that God will let us see, and I say quote unquote see in the spirit. And as a prophet, what the Lord does with me is he speaks in many different ways at one time. So he even speaks through my senses. And he'll show me a vision of something while I'm in the midst of prophesying. So I'll get a glimpse of something in my mind's eye, so to speak. I can hear something in the spirit at the same time. And then at the same time, I may feel something, you know. I may, you know, if someone is experiencing a pain in their lower stomach, I may even, you know, perceive that at the same time. So there are things that are going on. I'm hearing, I'm seeing, I'm feeling. You know, things. So, and that's how he shows me different things. And sometimes I don't catch it all. I don't process it all. You know, I'll just, the only thing that I can process, because so much is going on at the same time, is how he brings it out of my mouth sometimes. And then, but there's still something else that's going on that I haven't processed. So what the Lord is saying is that there are things in the natural that we've seen before. There are things in the spirit that we've seen before. But in this year of 2020, not only will we see them, not only will we perceive them, but we'll be ready to process what we are perceiving, what we are seeing in the spirit and in the natural. And then, you know, and there are also times where the Lord will let me see something in the natural and then overlay it with something in the spirit. So it's a lot going on with our vision, but it's going to be more sharp in 2020 than ever before. It'll be able to be processed.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to praise God for that and for the word through Minister Rachel as well.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to say a few things about that, then I'm going to open a line for you, Minister Rachel. Anyone else who wants to weigh in on that or, you know, say anything, press your number one key. And what even as I heard it again tonight, what I'm hearing is where the Lord is causing us to be more aware of things that, in the spirit realm, in the natural, and then sometimes the spiritual is going to be overlaid on top of the natural, but he's making us more aware of what's going on. Now, you know, you may have experienced that already. If you have not been aware that you've experienced that, you have just become more aware of that. So, you know, it's almost like looking at these 3D pictures and then something jumps out at you, and that's what the Lord is doing right now. He's making us more aware of what he is doing, and we're going to see that even as never before. Hallelujah. So anyone want to weigh in on that? Any comments, questions? We'll save prayer requests and prophecy requests to the end. But, you know, if you want to say anything, this is a good time to do that. Minister Rachel, I'm going to open your line.
Oh, hi, God, Mom. I have to listen in on my daughter's phone. because
okay.
I had to repent today because I had tried a dating site, and I think my phone was compromised. So what happened was I had to delete the app, and I was in tears listening on what God was saying. Any man being Christ is a new creation. All things are passed away before all things become new. Letting go of the guilt and the shame. And he told me to go get my old Bible, and I began to read some things. And he told me not to rip off some of the papers that I believe in him for, because I had got upset at myself because of what I did. But I had to repent because he loves me, and he don't want me to be condemned with the world. So I needed to hear all of that. And he even had me to listen to a precious message that you left for me to encourage me. And I listened. Even my daughter said, "You better listen, Mom." And I listened. And I said, "Lord, forgive me." Yeah, I had to repent. And I love him for still keeping me. And I can feel his love right now.
Yeah.
And I just hear a song saying, "You are the everlasting God." Right out of my soul. My soul is in your tone.
Hallelujah.
So I know that I'm still here. And when the woman of God said, Elder Penn said, any man being Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things come new. I saw that on my devotional before I, you know, got off my phone. And when I had the Bible app, So now I can't use that phone right now. I can only use it without Wi-Fi. So I thank God that my daughter had her phone and her phone was still working and able to call in. And so he's a
thank
wonderful
you,
king. I'm living proof that he will keep you. Even though I made a mistake, he forgave me, and I'm not going to repeat that nonsense again. So I'm going to stay off those sites and learn my lesson. And I love you all. And it was a blessing to hear what God said through us, because we needed to hear it over and over again, line upon line, precept upon precept. Hear a little, there a little. We needed to hear it again to remind us, to keep us in his holiness. Needed that. And I thank God for this ministry. This is my church home. That's what I call it. I said, Lord, this is my church home. I said, I'll always be a service, but this is my service. I could be in he's in the midst of us while I'm listening and I'm in my living room.
Hallelujah.
So we are the church, be in the church. Because people are watching me and they're hearing me. And I got to be an example of Christ, because I may be the only Jesus that they see, him flowing through me. And I have to listen.
Amen.
I have to. He's a good God, and he's worthy of obedience.
He's worthy.
I get upset with my kids and say, y'all must be obedient. So I love y'all, and I'm so grateful to God for this ministry and your faithfulness.
Praise God. Amen.
Yeah.
And we're just grateful having you
on
tonight.
Oh, and Renee just wanted to say something.
Well, praise God.
Hello, how y'all doing, everybody? I just want to say something. As I was upstairs, I was crying. I was looking at scrolling in TikTok and stuff and see all the protesters and all this stuff. What got me is if they had not did that, they would have just trusted in God, stay home and pray. So I understand they do this for George Floyd, but
yes,
God has had him in a better place. These things that happened is happening for a reason, because when I was in my room, I was reading Revelation, and I was like, some of these things that I hear on the news, like the coming of war and all that stuff, is really going to happen, because when the revelation starts, everybody's going to need to repent. So all I'm saying is they need to give their life to the Lord before it's too late.
Now is the time for salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. It's the time.
And that's all I have to say.
Well, thank you, Ms. Lanesha. Thank you for weighing in and praying. You know, and God has different places for people. I know. You know, especially some of the peaceful marches, it's important for the people who are out there to be out there. And it's important for the ones that the Lord has praying to be praying. And so, you know, continue to do what he's telling you to do. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Love you, Ms. Renasia. Happy
Love
birthday
you too.
Again.
Oh, thank you for the birthday gift.
Oh, you're welcome. Amen. Love you.
Love you.
Amen. Amen. Going to open the line for Pastor Catherine. Welcome, Pastor Catherine. Yeah.
Well,
on.
Yes, I had it on. I'm on now.
Okay.
I was kind of waiting for. Did you play your recording for yourself? I know you were. I thought you were just speaking about it. Did you play yours?
Yeah, I just played mine. I just played a part of it.
I thought that was you really just.
I have a whole month I can do pieces.
Okay, I thought you. Okay. Well, I've enjoyed everybody that was on Minister Elder Pam, Minister Rachel, and you too, and these. And I'm so glad that you were able to record everything, because you can just see the things that God was really speaking through each one of you all. And
you're next.
And that it has come to pass. And you know, even though we may not have it all together, but God only gives us part anyway. So
that's
right. Yeah, and I the thing that really spoke out with me about Elder Pam was repent. That scripture that you talked, that we, you know, the same thing that you were saying, that
Second Chronicles 7:14. Uh-huh.
Yes, that's what really stuck out to me.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Me too.
But thank you.
I mean, that's where we are right now. Well, so hang on. I'm going to put you on mute, but hang on because you may want to say something after you hear it yourself in the next few minutes.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. I mean, it's good to go back and to listen. Such a blessing. Okay, now this is Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah. The word that the Lord gave to her, powerful.
But God
all
has given me, says, behold, I'm making all things new. And he says, prepare to come out of yourself. Prepare to come out of the old man. The old man has depended on himself and ability for too long now. Things are going to go so fast that we'll have to depend only upon me, says the Lord. I've given you time to do your own thing in your own strength. Now I want you to be all about my strength now. You will have to call on me. Because things are going to move so fast, you will not be able to come out of a situation on your own strength or your own ability. It will be like the wind blowing, and you won't know which way to go. But you know, I'm always there, and I have always been there. I was listening to a prophecy even today, where he didn't describe it as a wind, but he described it as an airplane. And you know how fast an airplane goes. He says, I'm with you. I'm your very present help in time of any trouble. Move the old man away by prayer and fasting more and more for this next coming year. For this year, we're already in it. That God gave it to me last year, but we're already in it. I'm going to teach you to stay close to me. If you continue where you are in the old man, you will not be able to move on. You must come out of the self. Don't keep looking back at what has happened in the past, whether it's been good or whether it's been bad. The past will turn you into a pillar of salt, as Lot's wife did. You'll stop praying. You'll stop fasting. But God said if you continue to focus upon me and move in the area I'm telling you to move in, he said, move with the helper, the Holy Spirit. I will teach you. I will guide you in the way you should go. It might look like I'm not there, but you must trust me. You must remind yourself to put your armor on. Before you get out of bed, before you leave your home, and that's Ephesians, that armor is at Ephesians 6:10-18. Put on this as a daily covering for yourself. Over the years, you've chosen your time to pray. You've chosen your time to fast. Now I want you to prepare to let me drive now. I will tell you when and what time to come to me and pray and fast. I'm going to direct you to pray and fast as you live and breathe. You will not be able to live on crumbs as you've done in the past, but you must live off of the full meal, and that's my word. As you fast and pray, keep this before you as you are on this race or the battles that are to come. You can no longer live off of bread alone, but you must live and you must pray for my word, says the Lord. I'm going to provide an abundance for you of need, and you must be able to let it leave your hand and give more to others. As you give to others, it will be replaced. If you're not willing, I will tell you immediately. If you give, I will tell you immediately where it's to go. I know there are some things that you've been wanting, but you will get them. But you must be able, when the abundance comes, you must be able to give it immediately. I'm going to tell you exactly who and where it should go. Don't worry. Some will be given to you. Some will be for you also. But you must be willing to be led by my spirit. When it comes, if you don't learn to give the abundance immediately when you get it, I will stop the flow of abundance. And I will stop it until you start trying to operate in your old man. The old man has done whatever he wants to do with the abundance I've given you. So God says, move with me. Don't move in your own self. I'm going to be showing you how to do things. Things that have been hard, but now will be easy. You will say, why haven't I thought of that before? Because you've been trying to live off the old man. But now when you follow my leading, things are going to be very simple that have been hard in the past. I'll let you know it had been me all through the time, all the time, and not yourself. Let the old go. Let the new enter in. Only through guidance. And God says, praise me. We're going to have to praise even when you don't feel like praising. There have been times that you said, I don't feel like listening to a praise song. I don't feel like just saying praise God. But God says, this is going to be a time when you're going to have to praise me when you don't even feel like it. You're going to have to get into a praise and just stay in my word when you don't even feel like it. Because God says, I'm moving very fast. And Revelation 21 and 5 says, God is saying he's making things new. It's Revelation 21 and 25 says, he who was seated on the throne said, this is what he said, I am making everything new. And then he said, write it down, for these words are trustworthy and they are true. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Well,
thank you, Lord.
I couldn't help but hear your husband as you were talking, as you were prophesying. I remember his last days here before the Lord took him home, that he would prophesy, and we were just astounded at the word that
Amen.
God would speak through him.
Amen.
And it's like, is that him? But this, I could just hear him in your voice a few times, and I know it wasn't really him, but how God moved through him is what I'm trying to say. Amen. Amen.
I like to hear that.
Amen.
I like to hear
him. When
again.
He prophesied?
Yes.
Well, we may play it, maybe not today, but during this time of prophecy month, because those were some of the last prophetic words that the Lord gave through him, and I would like to hear him again myself. Actually, I know I have it queued up somewhere here as well. So thank you for that word. I mean, I could also hear some intersection, you know, of what the Lord had given through me as well. Yeah. So that's Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine.
And as you said,
hallelujah.
Even when the wind blows, we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be afraid, because, and that's why it's so important for us right now to draw closer to God. And he's also saying that we're to be filled up, because we've starved. We've been starving the spirit man. We think we've been feeding him, but God says that we've been starving the spirit man. And now it's time to fill him up. Fill it up. Fill the spirit man up. He says, fill me up, Lord. Fill me up. Fill me up with more. And we got to have more of him. We thought we've had him all in the past, but God wants more. He wants more to fill us up. More of him. More of him and less of us.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Wow. A lot was said in that. Amen. And one thing that stands out, and I'll open the line for Pastor Catherine to say something. Anybody else, you want to say anything, press your number one key and, you know, make your comments and everything. But what stood out to me, a lot stood out to me, but I'm just going to say a few things now, is about just being led by the Spirit and more fasting and more praying. And during this time, what the Lord has us doing with Get 'Em Radio is on Tuesdays, we're praying in tongues, and we call it Praying in Tongues Tuesday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. So we've been praying in tongues and singing in tongues for the past, well, I guess, 5 or 6 weeks, and God is doing something. And you know, we pray in tongues for an hour. We give people 15-minute increments to pray. You know, they come on the mic, their mic is open, and then they pray for 15 minutes, and we go on to the next person and to the next. And then he gives us an interpretation. And so that is new. That's new for a lot of people. And it's new for me to do that with a group of people. And I know that God is strengthening all of us. People have given me testimonies of how their prayer lives have changed since praying in the spirit with us, because those who are not on the mic are praying in the background. My prayer life has changed since then. You know, I mean, the Holy Spirit just speaks more through me than before. So, you know, he's making all things new. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. So we're going to open a line for Pastor Catherine. Anyone else want to say anything? Press your number one key. And if you got your number one key pressed and I haven't acknowledged you, you have my number, text me, okay? And let me know, because that happens sometimes. Pastor Catherine, did you want to say anything?
Yeah, I just thank the Lord for the and I didn't realize I had given scriptures as the Lord was giving me. But I think I still have it written down, but I need to kind of go back and look at it. But I just kind of been and I think I know it was you had us to do prophetic words, but whenever the Lord gave me a prophecy, most of the time, I think that I'm talking to other people, but it's really for me. Yeah, it's really for
me. I listen to a lot of that. A lot of that has happened to you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I kind of remember that one of the prophecies was saying that some new things were going to happen to people, and, you know, there have been some new things that have happened with me here. Also, I see that at the very end there, that my words was almost like Minister Rachel too, of God and more of God and less of us. That's what I was still hearing, less of us. And I just also thought about when you said that more prayer. when I was talking about more prayer, and God has mm-hmm. called. I know that somebody else told me that they prayed in the spirit. They're praying in the spirit every day. They said for an hour and a half. And I'm going like, gosh, I thought we were doing it. In. They said every day an hour and a half. So God
Thank
is calling.
God.
God is calling us. You know, for more. I mean, if this have not gotten us, I'm telling you, I don't know what can get you. If you don't, all of us need. I know all of us have been in prayer. If people that who have not even been praying or ought to be praying now. Praise God.
Amen.
But I know that
Amen.
I know that God has touched my heart, and I have tried to remember some of the things that God had given me, and I've fallen into them. And I just want to say thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for all the other ones, too. All right.
Amen. Amen. Well, I wanted to talk. I'm not going to talk specifics, but about that giving and how the Lord said through you.
Oh, yeah.
When you get, I will give abundantly, give to others, and it will be replaced. We have seen that. And you must be able to give immediately.
Immediately.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Well, I had to be obedient too this year. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen. And me too. I mean, when that stimulus check came, it was like, okay.
You know,
he had already told me what to do with that back in October. And he was like, don't act like you didn't hear.
Yeah. But I tell you, it has really, and I don't know whether, and God is still working on people. He's still working on people, you know, to be able to give, because he's not finished yet. I think there's still more to come, and especially those ones have given. There have been people that have given that whole stimulus check away. And I'm telling you, God's still going to do some things if they were not afraid to give. And I mean, he's
That's
still going to bless probably some of those that's been afraid. He still want to just give you another chance, but
mm-hmm.
he's still in the blessing business. Amen.
Yes, he is. And Elder Pam talked about the wealth transfer, and you know, and that's really linked together with that. In order to lay hold to that wealth transfer, it's going to have to be a flow. We're going to have to be in the flow. And being in the flow is giving. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we get
amen.
It. We give. It flows back to us even more than what
amen.
We had before. And it's an awesome thing to see God do it. Hallelujah. And we are living witnesses, glory to
amen.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Of him doing that. It's a wonderful, awesome thing. So I'll just encourage those, if you've never tithed before, jump in and do it now. You know, offering something, the Lord will lay it on your heart. Give it. Do it. It may be with fear and trembling, but it'll turn you into a joyful giver after a while. Amen. And I'm just perceiving in the spirit that this is bothering somebody that I'm saying this. But I just pray for you right now in Jesus' name. I mean, this is bothering somebody right now, right in their gut. Here these Christians talking about giving money. We're not saying give money to us. We're saying you got to be in the flow and give as the Lord, as his word says to give, as he leads you to give, and God's going to bless you. Hallelujah. Don't miss out on this wealth transfer. I want to say a friend of mine has been given a grant of $9 million for the company that he works for. And he's having a time trying to give that $9 million out, you know, because he has to give it out according to how it's supposed to be given out. Well, there may be somebody else with $9 or $10 million or more than that, you know,
that, and you fit the criteria. Hallelujah. If you're giving now, and I'm speaking to myself too, if you're giving the way that God has said for you to give, that money's going to flow to you. Hallelujah. Mm. So, amen, amen. Amen. God bless, Pastor Catherine. Thank you.
God bless you too, and thank you so much for having this.
Amen. Amen. It's good to hear it again. And this is our, I thought we might not make it through tonight, but this is our last prophecy for the night. I think I got everybody so far from the first 2 weeks. Sister Charlene McDowell. Hallelujah. She was in the company of prophets. I believe it was the second week that we did it. And God just moved through her. Praise the Lord. She's a seer. Anyway, you'll hear the word and be blessed. Amen.
First thing I got is a scripture here, a couple of scriptures, Acts 17 and 30. And it says, at times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commanded all men everywhere to repent. And 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. And so remember that your land is everything that concerns you spiritually, physically, mentally, socially, and financially. So what I received is this year of 2020 is a year of clarity of God's purpose and will for our lives. No longer will we be unaware or uninformed, lost, or even leaning to our own understanding, neither tossed to and fro from any wind of doctrine. Our eyes will be open, the darkness will be pushed back, that we might see the light of God, of the Lord, clearly, just as the perfect eyesight is, which is 2020. That is the year 2020. So we'll have this perfect
Amen.
Eyesight, spiritual eyes, 2020 spiritual vision.
Hallelujah.
So we will be, as the people of God, having this 2020 spiritual vision starting this year and the years to come. No longer will new converts come to false teaching, but will be discipled by the Lord himself. According to his word in Isaiah 54 and 13, all your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall the peace of your children be. In righteousness shall you be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, or it shall not come near you. Indeed, they shall surely assemble, but not because of me. Whoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake. Now, this is something I saw this morning, right after we got off the prayer line. I took a little nap, and then I woke up. And then what I saw was, if you've seen those little metal pins, like a button that you pin on your shirt or saying vote for me.
Yes.
Well, this particular pin said, try me. In big words, it said T-R-Y-M-E. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, that was my go ahead and the assurance that the Lord wants us to impute his word for righteousness. And to everything to be yea and amen according to his word. So,
amen.
Now, it takes some practice, but we walk by faith to see with our 2020 spiritual vision the manifestation of the tried promise of God's word. Whatever the Lord gives you in the spirit, remember to just write it down and go back to it at a later time to see what has come to pass. In Habakkuk
Amen.
2 and 1, it says, hallelujah. In Habakkuk 2 and 1, it says, stand upon my watch and sit and set me upon the tower. Now, I will stand upon my watch, and I will sit upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. remember when he said back in Acts 17:30 that he winks at foolishness. So when he reproved me, and the Lord will answer me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Hallelujah. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright, but the just shall live by his faith. Hallelujah. And now, last closing promise in his word, Lord, it said, but it is written, that is in 1 Corinthians 2:9-10, but it is written, I have not seen nor heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him, but God revealed them, 2020 vision, unto us by his Spirit. Hallelujah. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the things of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for this 2020 vision in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And thank you for your word and bringing us to a place of walking by your Spirit within this new spiritual 2020 vision eyes in this new year and the years to come, pushing back all darkness that we might see, so that we shall turn towards you faith by faith and by glory to glory. Thank you for revealing, Lord, to us your purpose and your plan for the upcoming days and into our future. The thoughts that you have for them, Lord God, are good, and they're not evil. Father, you said to try you. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. We try your word, as you said in Isaiah 45:11, when you said, thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask of me things to come concerning my son and concerning the works of my hands. Command ye me. And as you said in your word, we command your promises to manifest in our lives as we hearken diligently to your voice, Lord, in obedience, your instruction for us to know that you require obedience, Lord, more than sacrifice. We can't thank you enough, God, in advance, in Jesus' name, Lord, for your will for us according to 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 is to rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us in 2020 and in the years to come. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace, hallelujah, sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless into the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that called you, who also will do it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And
I thought about this little song. It said, your ladder will be greater than your path. Your ladder will be greater than, how'd it go, your path. You shall be blessed more than you should ask. In spite of all that has been done, the best is yet to come. And your ladder will be greater than your path. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And, you know, there are some things that you said that really connect with what was said last week as well.
Amen.
So, you know, the prophecies are really kind of like a diamond, and it has different facets to it. And so, you know, what you said tonight brought a different facet, or a, you know, we could see that diamond from a different angle. So thank
Amen.
You. Thank you so much. Amen. So,
Amen. Thank you so much for having me.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just
everything was good. The last statement, though, faithful is he who called you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
He also will do it.
And he will do it. Hallelujah.
Yes. He said he would.
Amen.
And he also said to try him. Try him. Try his word. His word said these things. And if he said to try it, he said, command ye the blessings, the things that's concerning us. And he said, try us. Okay, God, now you said these things and we didn't. So you said it, we believe it, and so be it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, I remember what he said in his word about trying him on tithes, you know, tithes
that's
and
right.
offerings.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
That's right. Won't he open it up a door, window, and pour you out a blessing?
Mm-hmm.
He said it.
Amen.
God, he said a lot of things now.
Yes.
He gave us some good news, and he gave us lots of promises. And, you know, like the word said, that he's not a man that he should lie, neither a son of man that he should repent. So he won't repent of his word, because heaven and earth are passed away before his word fails. Therefore, we are still standing here, and our heaven and earth is still here, so therefore, it has not passed away. So, obviously, his word is not going to fail.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Love that last statement. Obviously. His word is not going to fail. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Sister McDowell, where are you? At least we want you to say a little something. Anyone else, if you'd like to make any comments, press your number one key. We're going to open a line for Sister McDowell. And I love that. I was so encouraged even by the song that the Lord had her to sing. The best is yet to come. Hallelujah. With everything that's going on right now, it's kind of hard to think about the best is yet to come. But it's true. It is true. Amen. Go ahead, Sister McDowell. Welcome.
Hi, everybody. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Can you all hear me? I'm the type of person that I don't have much to say, you know, and but if God put something on my heart, I'll just share it as it comes. But the best is yet to come, and I've said it before. I feel like a kid on Christmas, waiting on Christmas to come, even though there's havoc and mayhem all over the world. But I still feel a blessing is coming.
Hallelujah.
A blessing is on the way. A blessing is we don't walk by sight. Well, we walk by faith. So we don't go by what we see on our left or to our right, but we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, and we're gonna get to that prize. Hallelujah. And also, I got one thing I wanted to share with Elder Pam. She's still listening. I just want to encourage her that I had a dream about her. After we got off the prayer line, I took another little nap. But when I took my little nap, I dreamed about Pam. And the Lord is saying to you, sister, that he's pleased with you being a good daughter. That's all I have to say. He's just pleased with you. You're a good daughter. Amen. And
Amen.
That's it. That's it.
Amen.
And praise the Lord. And I've just been encouraged by, you know, all the words that's gone forth already. It's just a blessing to hear it all over again, what God is doing in the lives of his people. He's an awesome, awesome God. And he stick to his, like I say, he stick to his promises, and he stick to his word. And Apostle and I, you know, just praise God for you, and God bless you. You're just such a beautiful person. And I just want you to know that.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
As the kids say, it takes one to know one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
And so, hallelujah. So, thank you. Thank you. And I see the Lord moving in you in great ways. And it's just, it's been a blessing to see. You're blossoming like a rose. Hallelujah.
Wow. Amen. That's confirmation. You know, somebody gave me a word years ago. They say I'm like a butterfly. You know, I can't come out of the cocoon until it's time.
Amen.
So, just waiting on the Lord.
Amen. Well, we see the time is nigh because God is doing things through you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank God. I'm grateful.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm grateful to be even a part of it, to even see what God is doing. Glory to God.
Me too. Me too. And not only me, but in the lives of all his people. God is doing some marvelous things through his people. I'm like, God, you're really showing yourself strong on our behalf. He's a mighty God, and he want to show himself mightily on the inside of us. The same spirit that rose Jesus Christ from the dead is dwelling in us and quickening our mortal flesh, and we go from faith to faith and glory to glory, and the sky is the limit.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
For what we can have, what we can possess, and what we can overcome in Jesus' name. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm excited.
I hear you.
Yes, ma'am.
I might have to start calling you preacher.
No. Well, I'll sing my excitement.
Yeah.
Yes. And we'll be singing that old spiritual that you play in, you know, most broadcasts. Look what the Lord has done, and we'll be singing it all over the place.
Amen. You know, I just have to say, and I'm going to let you go ahead and go because we got a couple other people waiting on the line. But I was thinking when the Lord called me as a preacher, I couldn't hear it. I couldn't, you know, this is almost 30 years ago. And I was like, oh, And he said, well, will you be my mouthpiece? I said, yeah, I can do that. I can be the mouthpiece. I can do that.
Yes, you're doing a wonderful job as the Lord's mouthpiece. You're really going at it, and the Lord is using you in a great way.
Okay, the point to that little story was you
Amen.
May not think you're a preacher right now, and whatever he gives you, you're going to accept it, and you're going to do what he says to do. Because it's like
Amen.
Fire shut up in your bones. Amen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, I feel like that because I'm usually a shy type of reserved type person and really comfortable in my comfort zone. I'm really comfortable. I go outside my zone. You know, it's safety there. Once I go outside of that, you know, right now it's like I'm fearless. Don't fear about it. I don't worry about it. Whatever God you have me to do, I'll do. I'll do what you want me to do. And I'll say what you want me to say. Send me, Lord.
You're out there, Sister Charlene McDowell. You're out there now, okay? Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
And as the song goes, I'm coming out for the Lord.
Yeah, for the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'll accept and Lord, have your way.
Amen. Have a blessed night.
Yes.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Amen. I'm opening the line now for Sister Debbie. Welcome, Sister Debbie.
Good evening. Good evening. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Yes. I enjoyed all of it. If you know, the prophecy, and I think about, like, when you say, what comes to my mind is, like, when the Lord tell you to do something or you do something. I thought about a song that said, I'll say yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And a blessing coming through. And, you know, another one I always phrase, I always say, Jesus can work it out. We can't see it,
yes.
But he already knows. And I'm just thanking the Lord. Yesterday was my first day on the job, and today was my second day.
Wow.
And when I went in one of the rooms at the hospital, I felt like it was something, a stomach or something, and the man was I guess he was in pain, and as I was cleaning and clearing out the room, the Lord had me to just pray silently. And I thought about it. I said, heal him, Lord. And another song that I think of, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. And I said, Lord, you know, heal him. Because I'm working on the floor where people are stepped down from ICU. And as I go, before I went in there, before I go in the room, the Lord say, pray for him.
Yeah.
And so, but I enjoyed working with them, working with on. It was good. I said, well, I thank you, Lord. But I keep hearing the Lord saying, this is not it. You're going to go farther.
Hallelujah.
And I think about the song that say, I'll say yes, Lord. So I'm like, Sister Charlene, I don't really have a whole lot to say either. But I had to get that out there. And I just wanted to make sure that I always remember what my mother said, always do your part, no matter what. If nobody else don't, it don't matter who it is, long as you do your part, the Lord will bless you.
Amen.
And so I'm going to just go back on mute, and that's all I have to say is God is in the midst.
God is in the midst. Glory to God. And congratulations on your new job and everything that God is doing in you. Hallelujah. I just think about, you know, all the years that you were home, you know, taking care of your son, your special needs son. And now it's just interesting. I'm just saying it because it's just interesting. 40 million people are on unemployment, and you just got a new job.
Yes.
So God is doing so. He's doing a new thing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. All right, and we thank God for his protection all around you as you go throughout the hospital.
Yes.
All right. Have a blessed evening. Amen.
Love you too.
Okay, we have Minister Teresa. Praise God. Welcome, Minister Teresa.
Thank you, and praise the Lord, everybody. I'm another short-winded one.
Right.
Yeah, I just say what. Yeah, amen. I just want to say I enjoy everything that was said. And my spirit, you know, even, you know, with the thing said, it's like it's very been familiar to me. You know what I'm saying? Like I've been hearing it, you know, over and over. So it's confirming what's already in my spirit and what I've been hearing. So I thank God for that. And I have an earnest expectation, you know, it gives me even a more of an earnest expectation of what God is doing. And though the world may be going through some other thing, I think this is a time for God's children to be blessed. You know what I'm saying? Even some Josephs become, you know, those ones that are going through a lot of suffering and stuff, they may be like a Joseph. Wealth of the richest, wicked, laid up for the righteous, you know, all that time of suffering and waiting, you know, God's going to bring them forth, and they're going to be like Joseph. They're going to have more than enough. You know, and that's that part of where you got to give it how God will tell you to do it. So all your suffering and stuff is not in vain. Thank God has a purpose for all that. He's going to use all that you're going through. But it's going to be a humbling thing, but also it's going to be a blessing. Amen. So I just was encouraged by everything that was said. And I'm looking for my increase. Amen. So, whatever God want to do, I'm ready. Whatever God is doing in this season, don't do it without me. That's a song I've been in my spirit. Whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Amen. So I got my eyes, my pupils are dilated because I'm trying to see. My ears is open. I'm trying to hear and perceive everything God is trying to do. in this land, I don't want to miss nothing. Amen.
Amen.
So I bless God for coming on. I'm able to come on tonight. Because I usually been working Thursday. You've been having me off on these Thursdays. I say, okay, God, to God be the glory. You know, whatever the thing is, God make up the difference. He always got something coming the whole nother way. So
hallelujah.
Yeah, that total trust and depend on him at this time. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I hear such a strength in your voice. Hallelujah. I know you one of the hardest working women, I would say in show business, but in God's business, you one of the hardest working women, you know, and you sound so strong. And I praise
Amen.
God for the strength that he's placed on the inside
glory
of you.
Glory to God.
Just hallelujah, yes, taking you from glory to glory and from strength to strength. Hallelujah. So we praise God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing. Have a blessed night.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. That's our broadcast for tonight. You know, like I said, you can go back and listen to the prophecies. If there's anyone else, you have any prayer requests, prophecy requests, press your number one key. Otherwise, we're winding it up. I'll just say that next week we're going to hear the prophecy that the Lord gave through Pastor Helen Price. Hallelujah. So we're going to get some excerpts from that and bring it, you know, have it ready for next week. I know that, and actually the prophecy through her kind of spurred me to do this because I kept hearing the word that the Lord gave to her. And that was, I mean, it was much more to it, but be strong, stay strong, live long. And that was a part of the word. So you're going to hear the rest of it. But be strong, stay strong, live long. And that sounds like, you know, I mean, I was saying that about people who were diagnosed with the COVID virus. We have a cousin and a niece who was diagnosed. And they did. They were strong. Hallelujah. They stayed strong and they lived long. They're still here. Praise God. Praise God. So that was a blessing that the Lord gave her, gave to Pastor Price. We're going to hear about that next week. And then I want to tell you what our broadcasts are. This week coming up, today is Thursday. So on Sunday, we are still going to have church service, the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, senior pastor, Pastor Mom. We will have church service this Sunday, same number, 516-418-5699 at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. So that's on this June the 7th. We will be here, hallelujah, Lord willing, at 11 a.m. on Sunday. Then Monday we have Bible study, Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. Our Bible study is going to be at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, the same phone number, area code 516-418-5699. On Tuesday, the 9th of June, which happens to be my spiritual, I call it my spiritual birthday, hallelujah, woo, and that's going to be 29 years, oh my God, when I got baptized in the Holy Ghost. Okay, wow. And that's going to be on June 9th, the day on Tuesday, June the 9th, And that's the day that we're going to be praying in tongues Tuesday. Hallelujah. So we'll be praying in tongues that day from 2 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. So that should be a wonderful, wonderful day on my the 29th anniversary of me being filled with the Holy Ghost. Only God could plan it like that. Amen. And so if any of you would like to take a 15-minute increment and pray in the Spirit, sing in the Spirit, give me a call, send me a text, and let me know. And I appreciate all of you guys who do that. You've been doing it very well. I haven't had to hunt anybody down. People have been calling me up and saying that they're available. So if you're available, let me know. Let me know. Praise God. And amen. And you can pray in the Spirit. We'll put you on the mic to pray in the Spirit for 15 minutes on that Tuesday. Okay, so then this Wednesday coming up is our prophetic healing with the healing community. And, you know, we'll have Elder Philip and Lady Linda Hawkey will be on the broadcast. And that's on this Wednesday, June the 10th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. And then on June 11th, we're back here again with Get 'Em Radio. And we're going to be going back through those prophecies, the 2020 prophecies, and just hearing again what the Lord said. And, you know, I keep thinking about what, you know, when the serpent came to Eve in the garden, and he said something like, "Has God said?" You know, just questioning her about what God had said previously. So we want to go back and review what the Lord had said previously, because it's what's going to help us get through everything we're going through right now. Pandemic and everything that we're going through right now. And I want to say protest, pandemic, protest, whatever. It's all in the prophecy. And God has given us direction. He's given us instruction. Before we even asked him, he gave us the answer to the question. And now we'll go back and just review what he said. And I keep thinking hindsight is 20/20. When we go back and look at what God said, the clarity comes even the more. So, well, praise God, everyone. It was good to have you here tonight. And we just say, Lord, we bless you. We thank you for all that you've done tonight, seen and unseen. We thank you, Lord God. You are the Holy One, the Glorious One, the True and Living One. And we thank you, Lord God, that I just even perceive that healing, health, and wholeness is breaking forth even into your house right now. And we thank you for that healing, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Everyone, have a blessed night.
Y'all tell the people them, don't. No?